translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti and Swami Prabhupada. Having won His kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maha Yudhishthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who were all expert administrators to the common people. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Both Maha Yudhishthira and Arjun were unhappy from the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, but even though they were unwilling to kill their own men in the fight, it had to be done as a matter of duty, for it was planned by the supreme will of Lord Sri Krishna. After the battle, Maha Yudhishthira was unhappy over such a mass killing. Practically, there were none to continue the Kuru dynasty after them. The Pandavas, the only remaining hope was a child in the womb of his daughter-in-law, Uttara. He was also attacked by Ashwatthama, but by the grace of the Lord, the child was saved. So after the settlement of all disturbing conditions and re-establishment of the peaceful order of the state, and after seeing the surviving child, Parikshit well satisfied, Maharaj Yudhishthira felt some relief as a human being, although he had very little attraction for material happiness, which is always illusory and temporary. Om Agyanti Mandasya Gana Gana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padavam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Tam Sivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paisna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Larita Sri Vitakam Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagarpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapadru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bevicha Patina Bhanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada, in one of his letters, he mentions how even as devotees, we are coming in line of kings, because our knowledge is coming, Bhagavad Gita is through the line of kings. So what Maharaj Yudhishthira and Arjun, they faced in terms of fighting their friends and relatives, we also facing the same thing in terms of we disconnecting from family, we joining the temple. We also have to deal with families, see them, look after them, see to their needs, help them as much as we can. But our main purpose is to please Krishna. So There's a quote by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He explains that non-devotees, whether they're living or whether they're single or married, they benefit no one. But devotees are single or married, they benefit everyone. Because devotees are doing upliftment to the whole society by giving Krishna consciousness to others. So, the human form of life is there to become self-realized, achieve self-realization. And generally, in society at large, people are practicing virtually animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Some people may have do some piety, but it's explained in I think by in the Sarandon to me by Purujanpa, I think Vishwanathakri Thakur, he comments that piety in itself doesn't gain one to achieve perfection. Unless a devotee, advanced devotee, glances at that person who's got piety, that person on his own cannot achieve spiritual perfection. So you need the mercy of a devotee to come on the path of spiritual advancement. So examples are there in terms of how the modern society is like animal society. Is like there are many people out there who are very rich. They have no inclination towards Krishna consciousness. There's an example how Srila Prabhupada gave in his lecture how there was one lady, she had a big inheritance, she was very rich. And when she left her body, she gave her inheritance to the dog. So you can see how degraded people are, you know, in terms of they have no spiritual vision on next life. So, and the other example is how we went on Harinam yesterday, before they shut everything down in central London. The military are moving in to shut all the shops down and everything. So we had like 20 devotees, Harinam. And we can see some of the people, even they were trying to tell us to stop the Harinam. Not physically, but they were trying to indicate that this is a disturbance to us. So we can see how the material world is like that. It's full of people who are not into going by what Krishna wants. They want to do their own program. So that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhavata abhyutanama dharmasya tadanam sajami aham. That whenever there's a decline in religious principles and a predominant religion, at that time I descend to get rid of the miscreants and re-establish religious principles. And also the other verse after that, 4:8, paritaya sarunam vinasaya diskitam dharma samstapanaya sambhamami yuge yuge. That I descend to give protection to the devotees, faithful, and get rid of the miscreants. So, as devotees, we have nothing to be frightened of. That we are fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's plan. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, who paid 500 years back. He came in a role of a devotee. Because if he came as Krishna, then people are trying to imitate God in Kali Yuga anyway. So if Lord Chaitanya showed his real form as Krishna, then instead of becoming devotees, people would try and imitate Krishna. So just to show the example, he came as a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya also showed through his example how we can establish the how to help people on the path of self-realization. Like when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the Muslims were ruling India. In this video they made about Lord Chaitanya, about his life, it shows how in Jagannath Puri at that time, or maybe in Navadvip, there were some ruling kings, they were trying to stop the Sankirtan movement. And in this film it shows how Lord Chaitanya, he told his followers not to get into conflict with them, but just to chant the holy name. And when they were doing that, all the army people on the opposite side joined Lord Chaitanya's party. So, showing that the potency of the holy name, it can change people's hearts. And in the and even in the life of Haridas Thakur, same thing showed how when he was caned in 22 marketplaces, after that he came out, they threw him in the Ganges and he came out and he was chanting. So after that, everyone had a change of heart. They accepted him as a saint. So in the previous ages, like Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga and Kali Yuga, people could not take to chanting very seriously. Because it says in the 11th canto Bhagavatam how people have too much pride. They would think better to go to the Himalayas and do austerities. Chanting, how is it possible to achieve perfection by just moving lips and tongue? So, but in Kali Yuga, in previous ages, people had more abilities also. They had more strength, longer lifespan. They could go to higher planets. Their interaction with demigods. But in Kali Yuga, everything of that is stopped. People are short-lived, unlucky, unfortunate, misguided. In Kali Yuga, the only way people can really achieve peace and relief from the influence of the modern age of Kali is taking to chanting the holy name. So, this is one of the blessings of Kali Yuga also, that simply by chanting the holy name, one can go back to God in this lifetime. In other ages, it wasn't so easy. And also Lord Chaitanya, he's giving the quick path back to Goloka Vrindavan, which was not possible in other ages. So, just to show how life is like, we cannot predict how long we are going to live, especially in Kali Yuga, things are upside down. In this country, we are fortunate that people are favorable, they're open to Krishna consciousness to some extent, like that, they're supporting the mission. But in Muslim countries, it's very difficult. Like, Mother Samin was saying, like in Iran, if you're preaching there, one should think that he may not live the next day because he may get caught. So, it's nothing's permanent in the material world. Everything is temporary. Even Narottam Das Thakur, he says in Prema Bhakti Chandraka, he says, one should not have faith in the material body because the material body is temporary and Yamaraj is standing next to us. So, nothing is permanent here. But one thing is guaranteed, that if we are following Krishna's plan, then He will look after us. Because Prabhupada explained in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam that a husband may think that he's looking after his wife, but actually Krishna is looking after everyone. Husband is just burning up his good karma. So in other words, we have to understand that ultimately Krishna is looking after everybody. And there's a quote here. An exalted devotee, this is by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, an exalted devotee sees the material world as the Lord's mercy. Mercy, compassion is worshipable. It is not possible to surpass the Lord's compassion. If one sees the material world, which is meant for the Lord's enjoyment, or personification of Lord's mercy in the spirit of enjoyment, one will certainly be punished. So there's an example of this point given, how Prabhupada gives the example. People are ready to support the war arms, support the military, the war and like that. But they're not willing to support spreading of Krishna consciousness. So we can see how everyone has their way, how they want to challenge God's authority. And Prabhupada goes further to say that the unfortunate thing is people want the kingdom of God without God. So that's another approach, why another way how people create their own misfortune. Now, in the purport, it explains how Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was lamenting around 2 billion people died in the Battle of Kurukshetra. So he was lamenting the killing of so many people. But he had to carry out Krishna's plan, because so Srila Prabhupada was asked during the 1969, when Prabhupada came to America, 65, why are the Americans being killed in Vietnam? Why are they being slaughtered, the young Americans? And Prabhupada says, because you Americans are exporting killing, you're killing the cows. So this is why you're being killed in the same way. So, so Srila Prabhupada gave an example to show how, said Durga Devi got 10 arms, and we have 2 arms. So in the fight, who's going to win? So, if we surrender, like in a wrestling match, if one opponent just falls on the floor, the match is over. So in the same way, if we just surrender to Krishna, then Durga Devi will want, she will assist us towards Krishna's pure devotee. So she will, example can be given just like in the prison. If someone becomes a good prisoner, then the king will tell the prison guards to watch over the person. And in time when the person is rectified, then the king will tell that person, you can come and live with me. So same thing with Krishna, that's how he does it. Like, if we follow his instructions, he sends his devotees and representatives to guide us. And then in time he'll take us back to him. And there are some examples of that to show how this works. Like, so example is there of Dhruva Maharaj, how when when his although Dhruva Maharaj got blessings of Lord Vishnu, after doing his austerity of 6 months, Lord Vishnu appeared to him and gave him blessings. And also Lord Vishnu told him what would happen to his brother and his stepmother. But still, Dhruva Maharaj was emotionally affected when his stepmother and stepmother died. One of the yakshas killed the stepbrother. So Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the place where they were, and as a kshatriya he had to set the example, so he was fighting with them. And at some point the yakshas, they were doing magical tricks. So he got bewildered, Dhruva Maharaj got bewildered. So sages told him that use a Narayan Kavacha. And when he did that, all the magical tricks disappeared. So this is when Dhruva Maharaj was on the emotional platform. He was on the platform of the but because he was trying to be a serious devotee, Krishna sent Manu to guide him, and he sent the sages to guide him. So that's one example to show how, for those who are practicing on the beginning platform of Krishna consciousness, if they're serious, then Krishna will guide them to the highest platform. The other example is of Vritasura, how that's a high example to show how he was fighting to go back to Godhead. He was fighting, killing his opponents to go back to Godhead. Like he was fighting against Indra. This is mentioned by one of the acharyas, I think Vijayajva Acharya, he mentioned that point that Vritasura's example is higher than Dhruva Maharaj's, because Vritasura had no false ego behind him. He was just fighting to go back to Godhead. He was telling Indra, you kill me, I'm happy to die. But Dhruva Maharaj, his thing was, just because one yaksha killed his brother, he was going to kill the whole race. So Manu came and stopped him. He said, just for killing a one yaksha, you're going to kill the whole race. It's not, there's no logic. So better you, now you kill all these, it's enough. So, for us who are in the Krishna consciousness movement, because we are not very strong, and also people in Kali Yuga are very weak, they're already enamored by the modes of nature and influence of Kali Yuga. So it's very weak. There's no point killing them. So you have to kill them by logic and argument. This is how you kill them, by logic and argument. And it's also hard to find someone who's very... He says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 3, Manushanam sa sesu kashi jata siddhaya yatadam api siddhanam kashi vani tatvataha. Out of many millions who endeavor on this path, only a few achieve perfection. And of those who achieve perfection, only one knows me in truth. So to get someone who's fully committed to this part of spiritual practices, it's not so easy. Example can be given. Prabhupada gives an example on this point. He says, just like if you're going to sell false diamonds, many people will come and buy. But if you're going to sell a real diamond, not many will come, because you have to have the money to buy the real diamond. So in the same way, to practice Krishna consciousness, to surrender to Krishna, one has to be serious. One has to commit to the process. Today's the appearance of Govinda Ghosh, right? Disappearance, okay. So his before Govinda Ghosh, he was Govinda. He was serving Lord Chaitanya. He was Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. And Lord Chaitanya would not accept things on the same day. He wouldn't accept. Well, he would accept things which were not. He wouldn't allow Govinda to save things for him for the next day. He would only accept things on the same day which were provided. So Govinda, he got some haritaki. Haritaki is, I think, good for digestion. He got a few extra, put it on the side. And next day when he bought it, Lord Chaitanya questioned him. He said, how did you get it so quickly? So he said, well, I said it from the previous day. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you have a grihastha mentality. You have to get married. And Govinda Ghosh was thinking, how can I leave you, you know? So what did Lord Chaitanya do? He carved a deity for him, a Gopinath deity. Carved that deity for him. And Govinda Ghosh was worshipping that deity. And at some point he got married as well. He had a child, he had a wife, got married. But what had happened, the wife and son were causing disturbance to his deity worship. So one time what happened is somehow they died. And Govinda Ghosh didn't get up in the morning to do the deity worship. He didn't get about midday. So in the evening, the Gopinath deity came to him and said, what's happening, you know? You didn't get up in the morning. You didn't get about midday. So Govinda Ghosh said, well, you took my son away, you know. Who's going to do my Shraddha ceremony? So Gopinath told Govinda Ghosh that I'll become your son. I'll do your Shraddha ceremony. So this is in Akwal Dweep, right? Akwal, yeah. The temple is still there. And every year the Gopinath deity does a ceremony. Some big festival is there. So this shows how from this example of going to Govinda shows how if you surrender to Krishna, he looks after you. He takes care of you. There was one the speciality of this battle of Kurukshetra and everything behind it is that because Krishna and Arjuna were there, people, even though killing was going on, everyone who died in their presence got liberated. So the same thing applies to us. We are participating in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. We are trying to give the holy name to others. So, everyone who takes to this movement in some way or another, they'll benefit. The easier path is to follow the path of the acharyas. What the acharyas give, you follow their teachings, like Prabhupada giving the teachings. And we follow the line of the spiritual masters, the senior Vaishnavas, then the path is very quick, easily to achieve the perfection. But then there are instances of individuals who want to follow their own way. Like one time I was giving a Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, yes, some years back. And one Indian man was sitting in the class. He had an English wife. And I encouraged him to buy a Krishna book, so he bought the Krishna book. But then he was saying, my relationship to Krishna is private. That's how he put it. So it's like that. Somehow the way how they want to approach Krishna. So the path is simple for the simple-hearted, but it's difficult for those who are crooked. So I'll open for any comments or questions.